Hello, and thank you for listening to this Gus Clemons on Wine podcast. I'm Gus Clemons. I write a nationally syndicated wine column for Gannett USA Today newspapers. I publish my columns, daily wine tasting notes, and wine stories on this Substack newsletter on Facebook, on my website, and on Twitter. Links to all can be found at the end of my Substack posts. Now let's get started. Wine and Holy Week. For Christians, the coming days are a transition from the promise of Christmas to the time of fulfillment of Easter. Jesus' first reported miracle, the wedding feast at Cana, and his last miracle at the Last Supper, involved wine. Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, and Greek Orthodox churches include wine in every celebration. Viewed differently theologically, Episcopalians and Lutherans also include wine in their services. Jews use wine in such celebrations as Passover. So, what's the story? Can you use just any old wine on the altar or a Seder meal? Heavens no. There are strict canonical rules governing fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let's explore. According to Roman Catholic canon law, sacramental wine must be natural, made from grapes of the vine and not corrupt. Eastern Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, and Jewish rules are similar. What does not corrupt mean? Does adding sulfites to preserve wine constitute corruption? Generally, no. Sulfites occur naturally in all wine. What about adding more? Without sulfites, white wines in particular have a shorter shelf life. That is a real problem for altar wines, often stored for months or longer. Thus, blessed be sulfites. How about adding spirit alcohol to prevent souring or spoilage? Add away as long as the spirit is distilled from grapes, grape brandy, is added during fermentation, and the alcohol level of the final product does not exceed 18%. Follow the rules. Peace be with you. If congregants drink from a common cup, the risk of transmitting sickness is significantly reduced with fortified wine. General notes. Sacramental wine is different from consumer wine. Different labeling, different licensing, different federal and state taxes. That's why wine shops and liquor stores do not carry the product, and why altar wine is not sold to the general public except in California. The general public can buy wine made to altar wine standards, but those will be labeled and taxed as a general consumer product. Typically, the label on such wines might read something like, approved for altar use. High alcohol is not required of altar wine. This misconception flows from the popularity of Angelica-style wine. Angelica is 18% alcohol, the highest permitted by Catholic canon law. Angelica is also popular because it tastes fruity and sweet in small sips. Sacramental wine production was permitted during Prohibition. Sacramental wine sales increased from 2 million gallons to 3 million gallons in the first 2 years of Prohibition, probably not caused by an increased number of communicants at mass services. Last round. At home, I am treated like God. I'm ignored until somebody wants something. Wine time. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to our next visit.